Okay.
One day, an 8-year-old kid decided to go to the store and buy some cookies or something. He found the cookies and decided to take a box, but he was too short to take the right box. He grabbed the bottom box and the person saw him, and all the cookies fell over. When they fell over, he got covered in cookies, and the cashier beside him got mad at him. When the cashier saw him and the kid saw the cashier, the kid started to run because there were cookies all over the floor.
Okay.
One day, our bunny and his friend the dragon decided to go to the sandbox and build a sandcastle. When they were adding on to the castle, the rabbit was hogging the sand in the pail. When he was done, he poured all the sand on the sandcastle. And then the sandcastle was ruined. When the dragon was trying to mold it again, she was still crying. The end.
Okay.
One day, the rabbit and the dragon were walking down the street and they saw each other with picnic baskets. Since the rabbit had cakes, subs and sandwiches, and chips, they decided to have a picnic together. When they were done, the rabbit was sick and he looked like he was gonna throw up. He was getting dizzy. And the dragon only had a juice box and 2 sandwiches. When the doctor was walking by, the dragon ran over to her and said that her friend was sick. The dragon decided to drag her to her friend, the rabbit, because he was very sick. The doctor tapped his head and he fainted. Then the doctor took him home, and he had lots of carrots and vitamins. The end. One day, the rabbit's friend, the dragon, was walking with her wagon with a balloon tied to the wheel. Her friend, the rabbit, asked, "Where did you get that balloon?" And she said, "From the big old clown over there." The rabbit was trying to untie it from the wheel, and the dragon got mad at him. The balloon flew away, and they were both jumping for it. The dragon got so mad at the rabbit that she burst off into a big red flame. The rabbit saw the clown and decided to run over and get a balloon. He picked an orange balloon and the clown said, 5 cents, please. And the bunny's pockets were empty. The rabbit got sad and the dragon ran over and he and she had no money either. The doctor came by and the rabbit ran over to her and said, "Do you have any money? I'll pay you back." And she paid the clown 10 cents for 2 balloons. And when they got the balloons, they were happy once again.
Okay.
Once upon a time, an elephant and his friend the giraffe were playing with the elephant's purple bouncy ball. She accidentally dropped, when she was bouncing the ball, she dropped it into the swimming pool. The giraffe was a very good swimmer, so he swam up, out, and grabbed the ball. He swam over to the elephant and gave it to her. And then they decided to play some more. One day, the elephant and her friend the giraffe decided to go swimming. The elephant ran to the diving board and the giraffe just decided to walk because he saw the sign that said no running. The elephant continued running, then he started running after her. When he was running, the elephant slipped and scraped her knee. The giraffe called the lifeguard and he ran over. He put a bandage on the mark and then he left to solve another problem. The lifeguard sat her on the bench and the giraffe sat down beside her. The other lifeguard decided to kick her out because she has a bandage on. One day, the elephant met her friend, the giraffe, at the swimming pool. He was playing with his airplane, and the elephant got hypnotized. She grabbed it from his hand and dropped it in the pool. The giraffe got mad at her and she froze solid. The giraffe got so mad that he pushed her. The lifeguard tried to reach the airplane, but it was too far out. The elephant told the lifeguard that it was an accident and that she won't do it again. The lifeguard tried again, but it got farther and farther out. Then the other lifeguard came with a pool scooper and tried to reach it. The first time she tried, she didn't reach it, and then she was talking to the kids, and then she was talking to the other lifeguard. She tried a second time. She got the aeroplane and gave it back to the giraffe. The giraffe smiled very firmly and never went swimming with his aeroplane again. When they were done, they decided to play in the playpen with the airplane instead of near the pool.